Austin's Ban the Box ordinance, which prevents companies from asking job applicants to acknowledge their criminal history early in the hiring process, dodged a bullet Tuesday at the Senate, the Austin American-Statesman reported. Senator Huffman changed the original wording of House Bill 91 in committee to include a ban on such ridiculous ordinances, saying she did not believe it was government's place to tell private business how to make hiring decisions. In rode the left-wing Democrats, with Senator Royce West calling a point of order, noting the bill no longer matched its caption, which said HB 91 was about occupational licensing requirements and an applicant's criminal history. The Statesman reported the Senate parliamentarian upheld the point of order and Huffman was forced to withdraw the bill. Huffman brought the bill back to the floor, but to cure the point of order, had to remove the prohibition on the Ban the Box ordinances. Isn't it funny how the legislature can find time to pass all sorts of things which restrict our liberty, grow government, and deal with such meaningless things as big lottery winners getting to remain anonymous, but when it comes to attacks on our personal freedoms, the running of our businesses, and the enforcing of our values with our children, things are more slow-going. Our founders well understood that the natural inclination of government is to seize and exercise power over citizens. That is why we should generally favor less government in terms of both power and taxation, even when such butts up against the latest, faddish, well-meaning idea. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.